Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, it's time for Hugh Douglas's favorite segment of the week, where we try to guess what everybody's talking about come Monday after another NFL weekend. All right, Hugh, what do you got for us this week? Guess the take everyone's going to say on Monday.
Well, I always got to go first.
Because it's funnier.
Okay, I'm going to tweak this one a little bit.
Ooh.
I'm going to tweak this one a little bit. Because I was going to say the Eagles' offense is back on track.
That's a fun one.
Well, the Eagles' offense is on track.
What does that mean, though?
That means that they're on track to be better.
But they're not really back, though.
Maybe you shouldn't have tweaked it.
Well, no, because I'm thinking, okay, back on track from what, though? That's what I was thinking.
Well, if we score 35.
All right, then back on track, fine.
Yeah,
back on track.
Now we're talking.
Back on track. I was trying to be analytical in this thing, but I guess
analytical. It's WIP.
How many times do we have to go over this?
Don't try to be smart.
I don't like the way Kyle said that. How many times do we got to go over this?
Well, we do spend a remarkable amount of time on this segment.
I'm not gonna lie. Yes, it takes me kicking my ass on Friday.
The part that is amazing is we did this without a problem the last 2 years. But this year, you're in your own head.
Listen, no, I have a lot going on. I'm stressed out. I'm getting punked at home.
Yeah.
I got to deal with people.
Your pockets are light because of Christmas.
And now you're coming here and you're getting clobbered by guests.
Let me tell you. I got punked so bad last night, dog.
What happened?
So I go home, right? Yep. So, you know, I tell you, you know, the dishes thing.
Yeah.
So I'm tongue-in-cheek, right? So my daughter was at home, and she's washing dishes. And I said, hey, so you do wash dishes. She said, don't play me like that.
Uh-oh.
She's like, don't play me like I don't wash no dishes. And she said it was so much, like, vitriol. I was like, okay.
You cowered and ran away, didn't you?
I went upstairs.
No way.
Hey, and I closed the door. Hey, Kyle. And I closed the door. And you know how you start talking. You said, man, you can't let her talk to you like that.
Yeah.
You the grown up.
And you didn't get back up there.
And I was like, but she just sounded so angry.
Oh, wow.
Like, yo.
You got told.
You really are getting pumped, man.
No, but it's funny. Dealing with daughters is different than dealing with sons.
Yeah, mine are small, young,
you
but I agree. But
like,
I do
dog,
agree.
You,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because I could have clapped back, and then if she'd have started crying or something, you know what I mean? I'm like, dog, I don't feel like this.
Hold on.
You're
she's going to be that stern with you and then cry if you come back at her?
Girls are different, man.
Daughters
are different.
They will yell and then cry.
Man. And then you feel like the bad guy. So when she's like, don't come at me like that. And I was like, dang.
You know,
let me just go on upstairs.
I might adopt that strategy. yelling at you guys.
And then cry.
You come back at me,
it's
I
different.
Cry.
It's different with guys. Because then it'd be like, man, you better suck that up. Like, my son, I'm punching him in the chest. I'm like, suck it up. Who are you talking to?
Maybe that is the next iteration of takes on the show. Maybe I yell at someone I'm mad at, and then I cry on the air.
That's crazy.
What caller is going to get you to yell and then cry first?
I don't know.
It could be. You know what? Rising up the rankings is Mark in Jersey.
Mark's got a way of pushing buttons.
He does.
Yeah, but you know
because he declares checkmate whenever he sees fit.
Mark thinks he's right, and he's absolutely wrong. And those are the most difficult people to debate with because they are like, I just cooked you. No, you didn't. You said nothing correct in 20 minutes.
We've taken our job way too
seriously. It's a problematic strategy.
Yeah, I do enjoy his calls in a weird way. All right, this is Guess the Takes. We should be guessing what everyone's talking about. All right, here's mine. After tomorrow night, it's going to be time to start calling the Bears a serious Super Bowl contender. Ooh. We've been dancing around that, right? Whenever the NFC comes up, it's like, well, Seattle and the Rams and maybe the Eagles. And we're always like, yeah, I guess the Bears. I think they're going to win tomorrow night. They're going to be at 11-4 if they beat the Packers tomorrow night. Sometimes this happens. We think it's a year away, but it's not really. I mean, the 2022 Eagles, people could have said, oh, they're probably a year away. No, they were there then. The Seahawks, Russell Wilson, were there then. They run the ball. Their quarterback is kind of growing as the weeks go on. And they have an opportunistic defense. I am going to count them a Super Bowl contender if they win that game tomorrow.
You know, now it's got me thinking. Mm. We played the Fraud Bowl against the Bears.
Yeah.
And our paths they couldn't have diverged anymore.
I know. They keep winning.
Super Bowl contender Bears. Mm-hmm. That should be us. Instead, we lost the F-word bowl.
I know. It's Hugh's fault, too.
It's been downhill ever since.
The Fraud Bowl. Yeah. The Bears have turned out to not be a fraud.
Yeah.
Bears might be pretty good.
I know.
If Hugh should have wrote his notebook, it starts with Chicago.
No.
What happened that week?
No, you know what's funny? What you mean?
You skipped the week.
Did you skip a week?
No. I tried to tell you.
Was that the iPad week?
Oh.
No,
it was.
No,
because you got the phone call during the show.
You were getting dominated by the iPad.
Y'all going to let me talk.
You got punked by the iPad is what
first
happened.
First of all,
come on.
We had cats calling him this week. The Bears defense isn't that good.
Yeah.
And I kept telling y'all, like, hey, man, you know, the defense we played last week wasn't that good either.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in here and they rode. They physically went all up and down the field on us. And everybody was like, I don't know what happened. I'll tell you what happened. They got beat up. They got beat up that game.
They did.
They got beat up.
He's filibustering about the iPad.
I know.
I'm not.
You totally ducked the iPad.
I mean, it's still here.
We abandoned the iPod. We went
paper. We got off the iPad.
So you're going backwards? Hold on. Did you ever figure out how to not sync the phone?
No.
Oh, God.
There's no way.
No, I
ain't. So if I call you right now, the iPad's going to go off?
Probably. Don't do that.
Let me try this.
That's a good idea.
No, you know what's funny? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
We'll try it.
I mean, what's the harm in trying?
Yeah.
I think it's more like when I get to talking to the iPad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, iPad.
I'm calling, yeah. Okay. I'm calling live on the air. See what happens here.
Wait a minute. No, it was the phone. It was my watch.
That was when we speculated you were wearing a wire.
Wait a minute. No, it's still linked. You hear it?
Yeah, but it's not the iPad going off.
No, but it was the watch, but it's not as loud.
Well, that's the point. We've solved the problem.
Kinda.
You say, are you picking up or no?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm looking at you, Joe.
You're ducking his call?
Wow. Looking that's at me crazy. And not answering the call?
You guys
that's messed up. All right, Kyle, what's your guess the
takes? Oh, yeah, that's right. Guess the takes. Playtime's over. It was fun while it lasted. No more J.J. McCarthy jokes.
Oh, nine's going to play well again?
Yeah. That's going to be 3 weeks in a row. He's finding something, and he's going to be he's going to lock in that quarterback job for next season.
Well,
they're not even going to need to bring in competition.
Wow. Well, you know what's interesting? They play the Giants this weekend. Then they finish. I believe they finish with the Lions and Packers. So this weekend's whatever. But
beat the Lions last time.
I know. If he plays well against Lions and Packers, they might be convinced they do have the right guy. All right.
No more J.J. McCarthy jokes.
I do.
Leave him alone.
I do like the start of playtime's over. Yeah. That's enough. All right. One more thing before we go back to the phone lines. Philly's made another trade here, Hugh Douglas. They're replacing Matt Strom in their bullpen. Now they acquired a reliever for Matt Strom. We talked about him earlier. They're getting another relief pitcher, this time from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Left-hander Kyle Backus is now headed to the Phillies. He's a left-handed pitcher who, similar to the guy they acquired from the Royals, has been up and down in terms of his career, kind of finding his way to the majors. What's interesting about this guy, I got to show you a video of him. He's a left-handed sidearmer.
Oh, wow. So, that's an anomaly. That's
yeah.
A unicorn.
I see a little bit of Strom when I watch him pitch just from his delivery, but more of a sidearm guy. And what's interesting about his statistics last year is he had great success against lefties. Like, he dominated lefties. Righties, not so much. We'll see what Caleb Cotham and the Phillies do with him. But they acquire another lefty reliever in essence, I think, to help replace Strom in the bullpen. So the Phillies playing a little musical chairs with their bullpen guys. Strom out, couple relievers in the last few hours. All right, let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad. First of all, let me apologize. Last week, we were screaming at each other, Joe, me and you, and Kyle. But Kyle put a battery in my back, in the backyard. I apologize again now.
Oh, we're good. We're always good.
Yeah.
Hugh, I had one of those with my daughter, but I trained her to be an assassin. She jumped behind me, started choking me out, Hugh, and it was all fun and games. So I started blacking out. It took everything in my life to fight for my life because I can't black out.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm a little intimidated.
Yeah, you're in a tough spot. Yeah.
She might take the pain, brother.
I'm a little intimidated.
So, first of all, those teams that played last night ain't got Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean. I'm not worried about all that. Hughes talked about that 21 points. You got to listen to that because last year we put up 55 points to the Commanders and then blew the Chiefs out of the Super Bowl. It was a boring game. We scored too many points. They didn't do nothing. So, by hook or crook, as long as we get to George W., that's all that matters. But as far as what Kelsey was talking about, my strategy is you go in here, handle business tomorrow. Then when you play the Bills, you give them everything they got, everything you got for the first half, and then you rest all the starters. And then you go in there against the Commanders, and maybe you just want to keep your rest over rust or whatever, and you play the first half, and then you get everybody out. We need to get healthy. We need rest. You know what I mean? Like that's what I feel like. This team needs to get themselves back on track, get the defense healthy and everybody together. Carter's going to be coming back. Lane will be coming back. And then you roll into the postseason with health. And that's been the biggest thing underlying all of our issues besides all the dumb stuff that's going on.
Well, I agree with that. And Black Gritty, especially when it comes to Lane and Jalen Carter, like if we can kind of put those guys on ice, especially Lane, like Lane, we could roll him out for the playoffs and he'll be himself.
You
like
you can roll him out. Yeah, I mean, he's a vet.
He's a vet. He keeps himself in great shape. Like if we don't have to play him until the playoffs, I'm good with that.
I got one more question for you, Joe. Mm-hmm. Can you grow facial hair? Is that humanly possible?
Well, I can't. It doesn't look right. I mean, I can. It wouldn't.
But you got patchy. You got blotches.
I just think I look goofy with it. I had kind of a beard thing in college. It's just I also had hair on my head though.
Going on, a beard thing. So next time a bet comes up, you tried to get my boy's beard green last year. We're going to have to see what your face looks like with some hair or the Voldemort.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? What's the thing? Like a no-shave November thing? I did that once a long time ago. I had a beard. I also had hair then, so it was like I had a lot more hair.
All I'm saying is if Kyle's walking around looking like he's looking, we're trying to see what you look like.
Hugh's bald with the beard.
Yeah.
He rocks out walking around looking
like. All right, Blacker, I'll think about it. Hold on. I don't know about the full beard feels a bunch.
Yeah.
Maybe a mustache if we ever get to some sort of bed.
So goatee. Maybe what they call the soul patch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You could probably pull off a soul patch.
Joe Chilio scream soul patch?
Yes.
I mean, we're being honest.
Yeah, I can see you with a soul patch.
Yeah.
All right. So, the next time I say something that people disagree with or they're upset at, we could put
a soul patch.
Well, let's do this. So we had, I think I said if the Eagles didn't win the division, I would come in here full clown outfit, right? Because I declared the division over. Obviously, I'm not going to stop declaring divisions over when I think they're over, right? So the next division I say is over, which, by the way, so far, clean track record there. When I say division's over, it is. But eventually, I'm going to make a mistake on one of these. Maybe the soul patch is up for the punishment if I'm wrong.
I like it.
Like next Phillies, the Philly season next year, right? That'd be the next division up. If I say it's over and it's I'm wrong, soul patch.
It's fine.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of in a similar situation where if I were to, if I were to grow out the beard, it would be a little patchy. The stash is the thing that comes in the best.
Mm-hmm. And how long has the stash been going on?
It's been a while now.
A year plus?
The rocking stash. For a minute.
Yeah, it has been
a porn stash. That's a porn stash.
It's a nice stash.
Don't look like he about to deliver the pizza or clean the pool.
Again, this is a family show.
I'm just saying. It's a porn stash. It is a porn stash.
Who did you start the show with today? Was it Carla and Franklin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't smash your coworkers, dog. That's it.
You know, don't look at me.
No, you're not. I'm just saying. Somebody's going to a Christmas party. And they're going to get their signals crossed. And they're going to think it's all good, and it ain't going to be all good. Just don't do it, dog, because like those office romances, sometimes those suckers don't work out.
Do you think when someone heard that this morning, they were either – I think of one or two people. One person was like, oh, he's right. I probably should listen. You know you heard someone was like, oh, I'm disappointed. Like, should I listen to Hugh Douglas?
No, because it feels like
– Shouldn't listen to Hugh. He's wrong.
I mean, we've all been in those atmospheres with somebody that can't hold their liquor. They get a little friendly. And they get a little touchy-feely, and you're like, oh, you know, but nah, don't do that. I'm just saying, don't do that. That's not a good look.
I don't care
how many green lights you get. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Just stop. All right, Tyler. Stop. Tyler in Delaware is up. What's up, Tyler?
Hugh, somebody once told me, stay strong, brothers, and that's all I got to say on that.
Yeah, you got to, man. Don't.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Don't get your meat and make your bread.
That's all I got to say. We got to end 2025 on a good note going into 2026.
There we go.
Joe, Hugh, Kyle, pleasure to talk to you all. Man, it is windy out here. It is cold. But as you can tell, the voice is back. We've
good.
Been
now
care of
we're talking.
There we
now
go.
We're Justin,
he's back.
A little bit of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been taking notes on the show all week this week.
Okay.
And one of the things I appreciated, Hugh, when you and Joe talked to our man Jason Avant on Wide Out Wednesday, mm-hmm. one of the things I appreciated Jason Avant saying in the banter with you was Jason Avant thinks this Eagles offense can average between 25 and 27 points. And I know that's not a sizable jump from your 21, but if our defense holds the opposition to 21 and we're putting 24 to 27 points on the board, that should be enough to win the game.
Tyler, I agree with this point. Like that feels like the sweet spot, right? If you tell me right now we play the Rams in a playoff game or NFC title game or whatever it is, and we can get to 26 or 25 and the objective is hold them to 24,
yeah, you got a shot.
We got a shot. But if we're only getting to 21 and you tell me we have to hold them to 20, that feels way harder.
Yes. Yeah, and one of the things, Hugh, I am lockstep 10 toes down on is when we played Washington last year in the NFC Championship game, Saquon Barkley and Will Shipley combined on the ground for 195 yards. What travels during this time of the year in the cold?
Run game.
It's the run game. Mm. Yes. And when I even look at the way that they played when Jalen went down in Washington last year, even though the Eagles lost the game, they still put up 33 points on Washington's defense. So this is a game where I still look at it and I say, this is a trenches game. This is a game where it's ground and pound. And for as much as we've talked about this being a divisional game, you win and you win the NFC East.
Yep.
Gentlemen, this is a business trip, okay? This is a business trip. This is where the Eagles need to play their game by dominating the line of scrimmage, okay? They need to run the ball effectively. They need to take care of the football and let their defense feast on what this tour has been. This is the Eagles' revenge tour of backup ex-Eagles quarterbacks. They ate Kenny Pickett for lunch last week. Mm-hmm. Now they're about to eat Marcus Mariota in Washington tomorrow. And what gets me excited is that for as much as we talk about the Rams, and as much as we talk about Seattle, and as much as we talk about the Bears, look at the Bears from the standpoint that the Bears are like last year's Commanders team. They were coming on strong at the end of the year. They had their sights set on the Super Bowl, and you know who put them in place? It was the Philadelphia Eagles. They said, it is not your time to take that leap towards the Super Bowl. It is your time to watch us be dominant in all three phases and win the dang game. Philadelphia, do you understand what tomorrow is at stake? Do you understand? It is time to win the first back-to-back NFC East Championship in over 20 years. This is our division. And this is our title defense. We are going into Washington ready to dominate the trenches. We are ready to lead our powerful run game against Washington's weak rush defense. We are prepared to watch Jalen Hurts protect the ball. And for our defense led by Zach Bond and Jordan Davis, and Cooper DeShean and Quinyon Mitchell, four turnovers and quarterback pressures on Marcus Mariota. It is time to shut down Jaquan Crosby-Barrett and Chris Rodriguez in their run game. That offensive lineman Laramie Tunsil is out. It's time to bring the pressure. Vic Fangio, bring the heat. We need to maintain our attack that we just showed against the Raiders. It's time to defend on both sides of the ball. Win your matchup, okay? This is a matchup that is going to be won by wanting it more. At the end of the day, if you protect the football, if you win your matchup, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, these guys can't hang with you. These guys can't hang with you. Go out there and be great. This is a game that will remind people come Monday that the Eagles are still the champions of the entire NFL. That they are getting hot at the right time. That they are coming for whatever team wins.
Now that's a Friday call by Tyler.
No,
that is a Friday call.
I'm excited.
Woo!
I'm excited.
You ready now?
I'm always ready. No,
you got to be more ready.
I'm always
Tyler.
Ready.
He rested that voice all week. He was ready for that.
Yeah, it was a good one. That was good.
There's always a moment where I can tell that Hugh just checks out.
Well, it takes a little. Yeah, I mean,
he took a long time to get there.
But
it was good.
Gotta tell you, love Tyler.
He builds up before the speech. Yep, before the speech.
I heard Aaron from San Diego's feelings too. He tweeted me talking about
it. Is he?
Yeah, he'd be all right.
Oh, okay.
He'd be all right. Hey, listen,
you could just say you're sorry, Aaron.
I don't really care about people's feelings. You know, that's your wife's. That's her job. She's the one that wanted to comfort you.
You could just say you're sorry to Aaron.
I said we cool.
Oh.
I'm not saying sorry.
We know how hard that is to get the apologies out of here.
For us to be in the city of Philadelphia and
why Aaron's in San Diego.
Well, I'm just saying for us to be here, it's a lot of sensitive men. It's a lot of sensitive
men. Well, yeah, I mean sports brings out emotion.
Sensitive
too, you know that.
Men's in the city of Philadelphia. I'm just like, wow, they quick to call your names too on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who cares?
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I just find it.
And move on.
I have, for the most part. We're going to start this tomorrow.
Again, social media is free. I have it up here.
Kyle, we're going to start tomorrow.
You tweeted 3 minutes ago.
That's why I said we're going to start tomorrow.
You told us you were turning over a new leaf.
I did turn over
a
new leaf.
Then what happened?
I did not tweet angry.
It's the same leaf.
I tweeted. But I didn't tweet angry.
Put the phone down.
I did.
Okay.
Put it down. It's not my fault. All this long talking.
Oh,
people
you know,
do
I was. I was just gonna say.
Oh, blame Tyler.
Yeah, all that long
leave
talking.
Tyler's just trying to give us a hype speech. Come on.
If you give Hugh an opportunity to check out, It's the Twitter fingers.
Yeah, I got Twitter. Yeah, no, it's not my Twitter. It's the clapback. Because I like, never mind, I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah, bro, you do that.
Blue jeans will get mad if I say that. I'm on thin ice right now. I'm gonna go ahead and chill out.
We don't want Rob Lincoln getting all upset about these things. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center.
I think I gave Rob Lincoln all that gray hair.
Oh, you know, dude,
this is an all-time pre-show moment.
The morning
today.
This was the best.
Why don't you tell them what you did to our boss?
No, so I didn't know he was on the phone.
So we were in our meeting this morning,
and you know, I tend to ramble sometimes.
So he was on the phone, like we were doing. He was kind of conferencing into the meeting right before the show, and Hugh forgot he was there. And what did you say?
I said, have y'all noticed that the boss has a lot more gray hair than normal? And I said, y'all think that has something to do with me? Because he wasn't that gray until I got here.
And immediately, I'm like, Rod's on the phone, by the way.
The best part is, over the last 6 months, we've totally changed the guy's name to where no one knows what his real name is. Roger Lincoln,
Blue Jean, whatever,
all that, right? And now today, you just told the entire audience that the guy's going gray.
Hey, no, because he had a haircut, right?
Yeah.
And you know,
you're digging the hole. Just
no, and I'm like, boss a lot grayer. And I'm like, damn.
It's probably because of you.
No, and like here was the
you
thing.
You have aged this man.
No.
Like a sitting president.
Here's the thing, Kyle. And I'm like, last couple weeks, we've been corresponding a lot. So I'm like,
and that's your corresponding's the word when the boss comes in and says, hey, you stop, man.
So, I was just like, this was the first time I noticed. And I'm like, damn. I felt bad, though, too.
Yeah.
I felt bad. That's why I'm trying to turn over new leaf.
Felt so bad. You relayed the story on the air.
Trying to turn over new leaf.
You told everyone.
I'm trying to turn over new leaf.
You're trying. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You'll learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, a couple of polls up here on the midday show today. Should the Eagles celebrate with a champagne in the locker room if they win the NFC East?
No, I don't believe that.
A shocking amount of people are actually on the yes. 69% no, 31% yes. I normally don't do this. I did wade into the comments on this poll. Someone said, is that something they normally do? No. Have you ever seen an NFL team use a champagne celebration for a division title?
No.
I never have. I mean, it's usually a stepping stone to much bigger things. And also, this division stinks anyway. One more. Do you expect a big game from Jalen Hurts tomorrow? 72% on yes there. Did we have a poll if we're in the same class as the Rams? Oh, yeah, here it is. Are the Eagles in the same class as the Rams and Seahawks? Hugh, how do you think the voting went on this one?
70% yes.
You're close. 63% yes, 37%.
I got it. Listen, no. Man. I love Eagles fans. I really do. I'm not gonna lie. That's what? I need a companion ride for me the way that Eagle fans ride for their team.
The funniest part is you had them. Everyone that listens to us now used to ride for you when you played same way.
You know, and I'm okay with that.
Say one bad thing about the quarterback.
Yeah.
No, I respect that. That's why I'm not really upset.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, it is what it is.
It is a little pathetic.
It's not pathetic. You want somebody in your corner.
Well, no, I get it. You don't have to say it, but these are my brethren, so I'll say it.
No, they're my
brethren,
too.
It's a little pathetic.
No, but they ride. How many conversations have we had this week where it started out because he's a winner or he's my quarterback?
Well, it's everything, yeah.
And that's fine. I have no problem with that. But, you know, I mean, I know it's probably hard, and y'all probably gonna laugh when I say this, but I take my job serious.
You can't even get through it with a straight face. All right, 215-592-9494. As everyone laughs together.
With a Santa hat on.
Giggling to himself.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, total pro. Total pro. We all know that. All right.
Eagles, I just burped.
There, let's get a chance to win the NFCs tomorrow. The first back-to-back champ since Hugh's team did it. Plus, how about this? You're not going to want to miss this. We have unearthed some audio of Hugh Douglas and his message to his team on that day, the last time the Eagles won back-to-back NFCs titles. We'll hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.